This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that, too. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. You should be part of the solution. There was, continues to be. There's a lot of news out there, a lot of things happening. You know, Joe Biden's brother refused to answer any questions about the family's business dealings. Did you see that today? I mean, Tony Bobulinski. If you listen to him last night on Tucker, you can't help but believing him. Because he doesn't look like he's in it for anything else. He wants to save his family's honor, if you would. What they're accusing him of doing, he didn't do. And he gave them a chance to straighten it out. They refused to do it. So now we see how deep and wide this is, because more and more information starts to break. And Joe Biden's, you know, brother is involved. Think about that. His brother, his son, and so on. I mean, the family's got issues. And he can't say anything because one of the kids died of brain cancer. So he can't say anything. Joe lost his first... I mean, we've all been through some pretty horrendous things in our lives at times. Some, maybe some none at all. But some have been. So does that now mean you can never... That person can never be called out on what they're doing wrong? Is that what it means now? And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, I'd love to hear what you have to say. There is a lot. There are a lot of things going on in the news. And if you look at it, they'll say they're trying to protect them. How do you protect the integrity of a vote when you're fighting for signatures not to even be matched up, for anybody to pick up ballots anywhere and bring them in? How is that honoring those people who died over the decades to protect our right to vote, to protect our freedoms in this country? How? You have a hard time showing that to most people. The moderate, if you would, Dems, they're not happy about this either. They don't like this either. And I think we should stop funding a lot of these colleges, period, with the craziness that they have going on. Yeah, I guess I'll do this. I wasn't going to do that, sorry, but I guess I will. You've got colleges now that say that the American flag is a symbol of genocide. That's right. Isn't it funny how some of these liberal lunatic professors at these colleges only call out this country? We're the only bad people on the planet, according to them. He said that the hammer and sickle is a symbol of genocide. Or actually, he saw a tweet stating that the hammer and sickle is a symbol of genocide and comparing the communist emblem to a swastika. Again, this professor, Anthony Zankas, he said the American flag falls into the same category. The American flag is a symbol of genocide, said Dinkins, unless centuries of slavery and vanquishing of Native American nations doesn't figure into your equation. Really, because genocide implies that you're trying to wipe out a certain group. So if we wiped out the black slaves, how would we have black slaves anymore? Right? If our intention was to wipe out the Native American, how come we gave them reservations? I'm not saying any of that's right or appropriate. But here, this guy's a professor. You know, he went to college. He's smarter than me. And he doesn't know what the word genocide means. And this is what the left does. They overblow everything on these words. Look, I've been saying this now for a decade on this show. Right? I've been for a decade. I've been saying, like the word racism. What does it mean? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know why? Not that it isn't a bad word. Not that it isn't a bad thing in its original form and shape. But the way it's said today, it doesn't mean anything. They've made it of no effect. Let me tell you what genocide means according to the dictionary. It's a deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. Don't think we were trying to destroy the slaves. Again, I'm not making light of it. I just want them to mean what they say and stop playing games with us. Right? We didn't wipe out the slaves. We weren't wiping out the Native Americans. Matter of fact, if you look at the Catholic missionaries, or missions, which they had tried to wipe the history out here in California of them, their goal was to convert them, not kill them. It wasn't, unlike another group, it wasn't convert and kill, or if they don't convert, we'll kill. Their job was to try to convert them. You know, a lot of times people try to do good things, they just do it the wrong way. They go about it the wrong way. So here they were trying to convert these savages, teaching them English and taking away their tradition, which was wrong. Dead wrong. But of course we never see the Dems do that. They're open. They want everybody to use free thinking and think the way they... No, not even close. It's hilarious. Zinkus, on his faculty profile, he explains that he's an activist on issues of racial justice, income inequality, and climate justice. He was additionally trained by Vice President Al Gore as a presenter in his Climate Reality Project. I mean, he was an organizer of Occupy Wall Street, fights for $15 for a minimum, and an ally to the movement for black lives. Sounds like a great date, doesn't he? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, be involved, be engaged, do something. Do something constructive. How's that? That's really the way I want to say it. Do something constructive. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you to do something. Look at Ted Cruz's speech in a couple of minutes. I want to do some rapid-fire articles here. I think these are great. We talked about Joe Biden's brother refusing to answer questions about the family's business dealings. Well, why? What's the problem? What's wrong with transparency? Why don't you tell us what it is that was going on? You know what I'm saying? The Philadelphia attorney DA, actually, threatens Trump. He's, because, you know, president's calling for poll watchers. And he's, if they're not certified poll watchers, they can't, we're going to do something about it. You know, with the riots and the violence that's going on, how do we know for sure these people are going to be able to vote? Seriously. And what does it take to get them certified? In a fiery statement posted on the website, District Attorney Larry Kasner likened Trump to a lawless, power-hungry despot. Isn't it funny? These guys never came out against anything Obama did. I mean, remember the Black Panthers hanging out at the poll places with clubs in their hand? What happened? What happened with that? Did anybody take that on? No. Statement comes after Trump responded to a night of looting in Philadelphia with a police shooting of a black man. President Trump called the shooting a terrible event, but turned the attention on his Democrat rival, Joe Biden. He said Joe supports these looters and rioters. He does by not denouncing them. You know, isn't it funny? So the Democrats, let me see if I get this right, because I'm not the smartest guy in the room here, right? So the Democrats don't say a word about this violence. Now, they've said a couple of things as of late, but they really don't come out big time against this violence. Yet, President Trump, who's denounced white supremacists and supremacy on many occasions, accuse him of not being tough enough on white supremacists. Make up your mind. This is why I say, you guys who say it's a double standard, it's not a double standard. They have a single standard, that's it, end of discussion, and it only pertains to them. And then the DA goes on to talk about COVID. Well, let me give you some, not even advice, some information, Mr. DA. You run your own state. President has got nothing to do with it. You want to shut it down? You want to have the public? I live in California. You can't tell me that the governors can't do what they want to do because they're doing it here. And you can't have it both ways. Matter of fact, look at the numbers if you want to be honest, but I doubt you do. The states with the toughest mask laws, they have the highest numbers of COVID. And you can't keep telling us. You heard me. You cannot keep telling us that we are, when you look at the percentages, that we are out of control with the COVID issues, because it's not true. It's just not true. When you look at the real numbers, it's just not true. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I got all kinds of information on the COVID stuff. But nobody's listening anyhow. I may give it to you guys, but not that you're not listening. I'm sure you are. But nobody's really interested in the numbers. It's all about emotions. The Dems do a great job with that. It's all about emotion for them. Right? The Trump received an endorsement from a key Wisconsin group. Remember this? I shouldn't say remember this. But he was campaigning in Wisconsin Tuesday. Two rallies. During his visit to the Badger State ahead of a planned rally in La Crosse, he locked out an endorsement from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Now, we just heard Obama say that they didn't bring those jobs back. He did. It was the policies he put in place that brought it back. Well, how is that possible? When Obama was leaving and he was railing against President Trump, what did he say? Does the man have a magic wand? How's he going to bring these jobs back? Well, apparently he does have a magic wand and you just have a rotted stick or something. I don't know. You couldn't make it happen. We'll go to Connecticut. I'm sorry.
Hello, Joe.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Good show. I want to kind of ask you a question or pose something to you. I think it's all over in terms of us getting along with the other side. I don't think there's a possibility of that anymore. And it's kind of sad. I feel like... I'm losing a lot of entertainment, a lot of news, some friends and some family. But I don't think there's any getting back together after this.
I fear that you're correct to a big degree. And listen, I don't want to disrespect you. What is your first name? I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's Antubert.
Antubert. Okay. Antubert. Listen, I think the hardcore left and a hardcore right won't come together. I think they're going to be fighting no matter what happens. There's a lot of people somewhere in the middle that can learn how to tolerate each other. But I agree with you. We've gotten so, or it's become so ideological with not even American on the left and American on the right. It's Democrat versus Republican. And it's seen as good versus evil, no matter what side you're on. The Dems see us as, or see Republicans as evil people. And that does not set a foundation for us to come together.
I don't know. The thing is, there's no discussion. Well, I'm an older guy. When I was a kid, there was always things in conversation like, wow, I never thought of it that way before.
Right.
Or,
right.
Hey, you really gave me something to think about. That never happens now.
No.
And
because you're right. Listen, when you start the conversation, not you, the generic you, but when you start the conversation, now you come from a place of, I'm right, I know I'm right, and I don't have to change my mind. We can't have open, honest discussion anymore. You are correct.
Yeah, right. And in when we attempt to, our side, we're shut down, we're dismissed. It's a whole procedure to diminish that conversation, because we have news sources that aren't sources. I'm sorry.
No, it's go ahead. Finish your thought. We got to go commercial, but go ahead.
I'm saying we have news sources that provide the sources for people's arguments to shut you down. So there's really no, and it's just all fake, in my opinion.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, hey, listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's decision allowing ballots in Pennsylvania that arrive up to 3 days after the election to be counted. In a note accompanying the order, justices said it was too close to the election for them to step in. New Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case because of a lack of time to review the filing. On the campaign trail Wednesday, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden's plans for dealing with the coronavirus. He told supporters in Goodyear, Arizona, that a Biden victory would lead to a harsh lockdown.
If you vote for Biden, it means no kids in school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, and no 4th of July together. Other than that, you have a wonderful life.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You'll see the Real Side of DCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, do something more than just sit there yelling at the screen. You know, if you have to get out to your schools or do whatever it is you have to do to make a difference. And, you know, I'm teasing you, but sometimes I'm being honest with you when I say you got to get away from the keyboard. You know what I'm saying? Get away from the keyboard and do something a little more than nothing. Because you're not changing it. You are not changing anybody's mind on Twitter or Facebook or any one of those places. Now, you may be right on. You may have the information. You may be the smartest person in the Zoom room. But the reality is you've got to touch people. They've got to see you. They've got to know you. Not like a Joe Biden touch. No, seriously. I'm talking about a regular, nice, neighborly touch. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, today we had Ted Cruz. Gotta love the guy. He doesn't let anything slow him down. And that's why I say you gotta love the guy. He doesn't care what people think or how they think. He's going to make sure that he says and he does the right thing. He doesn't want the aggravation of letting these guys... These guys are getting away with a lot. And I'm not just saying... I mean, they are getting away with a lot. So, I'm going to play some of the clips here. I am very, very curious. So, look at their faces. Look at their body language. And at one point, Ted Cruz, he just can't take it. I don't know how they do it to begin with. I'd be all over the place with these guys. Like, what the heck is wrong with you people? Kind of all over the place. So here's Jack. Start off explaining in 2018 what some of the, what some of their policies were and why it was okay. Listen carefully because I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss anything here.
Didn't want Twitter to be a distributor for hack materials.
He didn't want Twitter to be a distributor for hack material, okay? That's rich, isn't it?
Found that the New York Post, because it showed the direct materials, screenshots of the direct materials, and it was unclear how those were attained, that it fell under this policy. Now,
so in your view, if it's unclear the source of a document, in this instance, the New York Post documented what it said the source was, which it said it was a laptop owned by Hunter Biden that had been turned into a repair store. So they weren't hiding what they claimed to be the source. Is it your position that Twitter, when you can't tell the source, blocks press stories?
No, not at all.
Now look at him. He looks thoroughly. First of all, he doesn't want to be there. Not for any other reason other than he's probably got a lit joint sitting in the other room he wants to get back to. He's grown this long beard. He's really got a little off the deep end of there. But again, he is going to trip all over himself trying to save his butt here. Listen up.
Our team made a fast decision. The enforcement action, however, of blocking URLs, both in tweets and in DM, in direct messages, we believe was incorrect, and we changed it.
Today, right now, the New York Post is still blocked from tweeting 2 weeks later.
Okay, I want you to pay attention here. Pay attention to detail, because the emotion might take over and you won't pay attention, and he is laying a foundation to nail Jack.
Yes, they have to log into their account, which they can do at this minute. Delete the original tweet, which fell under our original enforcement actions, and they can tweet the exact same material from the exact same article, and it would go through.
So, Mr. Dorsey.
So, knowing how technology works, I spent 20, 25 years of my life in technology. All you got to do is release it, Jack. All you got to do is just pull the restrictions. If you're okay with it now, you're okay with it. Let it happen.
Your ability is you have the power to force a media outlet. Let's be clear. The New York Post isn't just some random guy tweeting. The New York Post has the fourth highest circulation of any newspaper in America. The New York Post is over 200 years old. The New York Post was founded by Alexander Hamilton. And your position is that you can sit in Silicon Valley and demand of the media that you can tell them what stories they can publish, and you can tell the American people what reporting they can hear. Is that right?
No. This was every person, every account, every organization that signs up to Twitter agrees to a terms of service.
Nobody can read the terms of service. There's 600 pages. And you change them at will. You change them in a heartbeat. And then what do we have to do? Read the 600 pages again? Find out what happened?
That's must genuflect and obey your dictates if they wish to be able to communicate with readers. Is that right?
No, not at all. We recognized an error in this policy, and specifically the enforcement.
You're still blocking their posts. You're still blocking their posts. Right now, today, you're blocking their posts.
We're not blocking the posts. Anyone can tweet.
Can the New York Post post on their on a Twitter account?
If they go into their account.
No is your answer to that. No. Unless they genuflect and agree with your dictates. Let me ask you something. You claimed it was because of a hacked materials policy. I find that facially highly dubious and clearly employed in a deeply partial way.
Jack, obviously, either he's oblivious to what runs across his platform, or he knows exactly what he's doing, and he realizes that nothing's going to come out of this anytime soon. Come on, let's be honest about it. We've had these before, these hearings. This is why it's so important. This is why it's so extremely important that you guys get out to the polls, bring your relatives, loved ones, unloved ones, whatever, grab as many people as you can and get them to the polls. The president needs the Senate, and he needs... Look, here's my attitude. If we give them the Senate and the Congress, and they don't clean up the messes that have been made over the last 20 or 30 years or even head in that direction, they don't deserve to be elected again. We don't deserve to own it. They need to do the job or they go.
Hey, did Twitter block the distribution of the New York Times story a few weeks ago that purported to be based on copies of President Trump's tax returns?
We didn't find that a violation of our terms of service and this policy in particular because it was reporting about the material. It wasn't distributing them.
He's about to get slapped.
Okay, well, that's actually not true. They posted what they purported to be original source materials, and federal law, federal statute makes it a crime, a federal felony, to distribute someone's tax returns against their knowledge. So that material was based on something that was distributed in violation of federal law, and yet Twitter gleefully allowed people to circulate that. But when the article was critical of Joe Biden, Twitter engaged in rampant censorship and silencing.
And again, we recognized errors in that policy. We changed it within 24 hours. This is
but you're still blocking the New York Post. You haven't changed it.
We have changed it. They can log into their account, delete the original tweet.
Forced the Politico reporter to take down his post about the New York Post as well. Is that correct?
Within that 24-hour period, yes. But we, you know, as the policy has changed, anyone can tweet.
So Twitter takes the view you can censor the New York Post.
You know, right now, you guys should go grab a story as we go to commercial. And if you have a Twitter account, post it. See if Jack has changed. See if truly the policy has changed. Post as much as you can. Bits and pieces about, Joey B's son, Hunter, right? And what their businesses were like. Tucker Carlson's interview. Grab bits and pieces of it. Send it out there. See if Twitter's telling the truth. And then with every block that you get, take a screenshot, send it to Senator Cruz. People ain't that hard. I mean that sincerely. It ain't that hard. But if we don't make noise, if we don't nail these guys, if we don't pummel these guys, and I don't mean that physically, you're not going to win this. We are not going to win this. Last couple of words before we go to break.
You can censor Politico. Presumably you can censor the New York Times or any other media outlet. Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing news to the contrary of your political beliefs?
He can't answer that. Because he's going to swallow his tongue with all those lies. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, my name is...
is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said, always appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website. I'll wait. Realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. If you want to sign up for the email blast, that would be great. I send out an email once a week. I'll let you know what's going on. If you simply, you don't like the emails and you're one of those text people, then simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. They'll just let you know that the show's coming up, that, you know, getting ready for the show or what have you. At least you'll be reminded. I don't know. Put it in your alert system of your own. However, on another note, you know, again, as I said earlier, and I hate doing this, but, you know, you've got these social media platforms, and they've squelched us from being able to get our information out. They have squelched us from being able to, you know, make revenue, if you would. And it costs money to put a show on. So I don't care if it's $5, $10, $5,000, whatever. If you want to give a few dollars, it's real simple. One word, go Joe. One word, go Joe to 77948. Go Joe to 77948. You pick the number. $2, $20, whatever it is. Throw a few bucks at the show. Very much would appreciate it. Look, many of you look at me, and we're not pushing Facebook anymore. We're pushing. We are on Spreely and Parler. And, you know, but if you're looking for me on Facebook and you go looking for Joe Messina, I have a personal family page there, which is really, truly only for lighthearted stuff. I don't do politics on it. You want my radio page? Whole different animal. And you'll find that there as well. All right. So, Marsha Blackburn also went after Jack. And, you know, it was almost a love fest. And when I say that, I mean, when you saw the Democrat senators, they didn't go after these guys. Every comment opened with a slight on Republicans, a slight on Donald Trump, and apparently everything that these guys were doing. Because, again, these social media platforms, they really are acting like the KGB did. Right, they're putting out propaganda, like the propaganda ministry arm for the Democrat Party. And it's easy to prove it, very easy, especially on you're on the conservative side. We are the recipients of the majority, and I don't mean 51%, I'm talking like 98% of the censorship that goes on. And you can't convince me otherwise, there's no way. So she hands it to him and shows him how he is playing games. Let's take a listen to this one.
Okay. So it would be important for world leaders to have access to your platform, correct?
Correct.
And so why did you deny that platform via censorship to the U.S. president?
We haven't censored the U.S. president.
Oh, yes, you have. How many posts from Iran's terrorist Ayatollah have you censored? How many posts from Vladimir Putin have you censored?
We have labeled tweets of world leaders. We have a policy around not taking down the content, but simply adding more context around it.
Okay. And the U.S. president you have censored 65 times. You testified that you're worried about disinformation and election interference. That is something we all worry about. And, of course, for about 100 years, foreign sources have been trying to influence U.S. policy and U.S. elections. Now they're onto your platforms. They see this as a way to get access to the American people. So given your refusal to censor or ban foreign dictators while regularly censoring the president, aren't you at this very moment personally responsible for flooding the nation with foreign disinformation?
No. Oh, I don't believe so.
Just to be clear, we have not censored the president. We have not taken the tweets down that you're referencing. They have more context and a label applied to them. And we do the same for leaders around the world.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you share any of your data mining, and this is to each of the three of you, do you share any of your data mining with the Democrat National Committee?
I'm not sure what you mean by the question, but we have a data platform that we have a number of customers. I'm not sure of the customer list.
Okay, and you said you don't keep lists. I made that note.
Keep list of accounts that we watch. We don't keep a list of accounts that we watch.
All right. Okay, Mr. Pichai, is Blake Lemoyne one of
you know? Again, she's asking really simple questions. And some of these guys, are they really just dull enough not to know that she already has the answer to the questions? I mean, seriously. They're not doing this. These aren't the Dems that are embracing, hugging, and loving these guys for keeping information from you. Look at this Joe Biden story is a big deal. You even got CNN people that are saying this is a problem. And any way you cut it, this is not going away anytime soon. And I hope, and if we're wrong, we're wrong, and we'll get nailed for it. But I hope that President Trump wins. I know that President Trump will win. Let me rephrase that. I'm believing that the Senate and the House go back to the Republicans. If these guys don't crank it up over the next year or two and make a change and make a difference, because I'll tell you what, if they make a difference, if they clear the swamp, if they prove what they've been saying forever, and the economy gets strong and people go back to work and you have almost a nil unemployment rate for all groups, there is no way the Dems will take it 2 years. And I believe with Dr. Lomero, I think that party is going to explode in the next 12 to 18 months. Because they no longer have it. They are fighting from within like crazy. You heard AOC and a few others that Joe Biden needs to surround himself with progressives. Well, let's be honest about this. It's not going to be Joe Biden. By some miserable twist of fate, if you would, if God is sleeping during the election and Joe Biden gets elected, he's gone in 6 to 8 months. You're going to have President Harris, one of the most liberal, she is the most liberal senator there is. Think about that team. Harris, AOC, Biden. Not Biden, I'm sorry. They all look the same. You know, what's his name? Bernie. Warren, right? Go down the whole list. Can you imagine that team with Pelosi, Jackson Lee, Omar? Am I making you sick? Are you ready to throw up yet? This country would be unrecognizable in a negative way. Unrecognizable in just a few years. They will do what they do with everything. They're like locusts when they take over. They have decimated California. Look what they've done in Chicago. Look what they've done in San Francisco. Literally turned it into a crap hole. But they'll never admit to that. Never. They'll blame it. Now it's really funny because they blame all their woes on Trump. Newsom even said almost a year ago that the reason they were having so many problems is because of Trump's economy, because it was so successful that the rents were going up and people couldn't afford the rents. I'm like, oh my God, how much do you have to smoke? What do you have to smoke to have that even sort of try to make sense? And they're lost. They're a lost group. And I really do feel bad for them because that wasn't their goal. Their goal was not to go into this thinking they were going to lose they didn't go into this. They really believe that they're right. Very much. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, I want to drive home the point you have to understand over the next few days of how it is important it is that you pick up the phone and you call. Look, Republicans are going to vote for Trump. If it comes in too early and he's losing or something, you cannot believe the media. You need to block them out all weekend, Monday. I mean, they went from Biden being up by 2 points, to, was it Wisconsin or wherever it is, to Biden being up like 17 points. They are lying to you on a minute-by-minute, moment-by-moment basis. Right? I mean, seriously. And Biden and the team, they're simply all just throwing out these terminologies that will turn on the different subgroups. They're not going to do any of it. They haven't yet. The man did nothing for almost 50 years. He helped no one, and he did nothing for almost 50 years. I am sorry that he lost loved ones while he was in service, but that doesn't give him a right to make up his own facts. Ever. All right, I can calm down now. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side, or been listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Keep it up. Keep up the fight. Don't stop. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.